Welcome, welcome, welcome to CNC Chat Chat. I'm one of your hosts, Cardelia.
And I'm Claudia. And again, welcome to CNC Chat Chat. And the CNC stands for our names, Cardelia and Claudia. Yes. And we kind of interchange. Nobody gets top billing. It's fun and it's just who we are. And the purpose of this show is that we talk about life issues from a biblical perspective.
Yes.
And we come to you with no masks, no pretense, and absolutely no script. It's just us keeping it real because that's all we know what to do.
That's all we know how to do.
I mean, we'll get a topic from the Lord. We'll pray about it.
Yes.
And then, you know, we'll put some scriptures together, some notes or whatever, but sometimes we don't even use them because the Holy Spirit has something else in mind.
Absolutely.
And as we were praying about this episode, and the Lord made it very clear to both of us.
Right.
We started talking about character. Now, don't go anywhere. Stay with us. And one of the quotes that everyone knows so well is by Dr. Martin Luther King.
It's true. And, you know, if you've been following us, I'm just hoping and praying you have. All of our episodes build upon each other. Mm-hmm. So we go deep, deep, and deeper. I don't know how much deeper we can get, but talking about character, we found went really deep, and we've actually had to refine our own characters this week coming up, which you're going to hear about. But the content of character, when Martin Luther King said, it's not the color of art, my children be judged by will not be judged by the color of their skin, but the content of their character, is an amazing quote because it says so much about what Martin Luther King stood for himself. Now, this is not exactly what you think because now from a biblical perspective, which is what we talked about, Colossians 3:12 says, therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly beloved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. That's character. Mm-hmm. Bear with each other and forgive one another. There's that forgiveness thing again. If any of you has a grievance against someone else, forgive just as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. That is the character that we're focusing on.
Exactly.
How do we get to love? Because Martin Luther King, he stood for the epitome of that when he was getting hit upside the head. I know I say this a lot. Hitting upside the head, people talking about him, stabbing him, literally calling him the N-word. He prayed and he showed that. That's how he changed the world. So character refinement, hello, is what we're talking about today.
But also to that point, Cordelia, Dr. Martin Luther King, like all of us, his character needed to be refined to get to that place.
That's right.
Where
that's
he could pray and do what he was called to do.
Absolutely.
And one of the scriptures that I'm going to base what I'm going to say next on.
Okay.
Is out of 2 Corinthians 5:17.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here.
That's good.
And
the new, yes.
The new. When we receive Jesus into our hearts, we are made as new creations. Now, I'm going to speak about something that's going to seem a little strange, but the Lord has put it on my heart. And when we talk about creation, the Lord created the world. And in Genesis 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But in verse 2, it says, the earth was without form and void, and darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the waters. Now, I've been a Christian now 30 years plus, and always thought, okay, you know, God created, was without form and void. Didn't go deep. But then I studied Torah for 4 years, and God opened my eyes that there are two creations. It's like, what? What are you talking about? It's okay.
Do share.
So in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God created the heavens and the earth. Okay, fine. But we have to break apart verse 2.
Okay.
Okay, the earth was without form and void. So it's like, well, if he's creating, he's taking nothing and making something.
That's right.
But when we go deeper and when we look up without form, which is tohu in the Greek, in the Hebrew, it says to lie in waste, a desert, a worthless thing, confusion, an empty place without form, nothing, waste, wilderness.
Wow.
Okay, so you say, well, yeah, well, he's creating out of nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. But if we go to the word void, which is bohu, it's undistinguishable ruin. Empty. Well, how could you have undistinguishable ruin unless something was created first?
Right, absolutely.
Then it's ruin. So something happened between verse 1 and verse 2.
Absolutely it did.
Okay?
Yes, it did.
So God created the world twice. So then the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. Then God said, let there be light. And there was light. Mm-hmm. And God saw the light and said it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. This points to Jesus.
Oh, yeah. The light.
Jesus
absolutely.
Is the light of the world. Yes. And he broke through the darkness. Okay, so with that said.
That's good.
Okay. God created the world twice. Jesus is the light of the world. We are made in the image of God, but there was the fall with the devil tempting Adam and Eve in the garden.
Right, absolutely.
So we are now separated from God and living in darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to receive the light and be recreated.
Refinement.
In Jesus. Exactly. But with that said, as we receive Jesus into our lives, into our hearts, and he now has to work on us by the power of the Holy Spirit and get that darkness out of us.
Oh, that's good. I see exactly where you're going with that. You know what? The thing about darkness in us, we never realize that it's there. We never realize because it's so, it has a subtle way of getting in there. I was just sharing with, I'll share it with Claudia this week, and I'm going to share it with you now. I won't share it with anybody else. I'm going to share it with you, though. So I was talking to Claudia this week, and I was telling her that, you know, I have the privilege of having foster kids into my home. And I had a kid in my home that was very, I felt was very challenging because it was a 3-year-old. And for whatever reason, my flesh was fighting taking care of this child. It was just fighting. And I didn't think my flesh could fight me that hard. You think, okay, I made a decision to take care of the 3-year-old, but now he's in my home. I'm like, I don't think I want to do this anymore because this is a little bit more challenging than I expected. So initially I was thinking, okay, I'm going to do this for a little bit. But then it just, the irritation just set in and set in and set in. So finally I went to a minister, see a minister, and I didn't realize that every day that I kept that irritation, that was walking in a spirit of offense. A spirit of offense.
Yep.
And with that spirit of offense, that was blocking my breakthrough. That's big because a lot of times you don't know you're doing that. Once I prayed that off of me, I was free not only from the offense, but I was free from a physical ailment that had set in at the time because of the offense.
Yeah.
You see how all this goes together? And so now we talk about character refinement with the darkness is gone, the light has come in. This is someone who prays a lot. I spend a lot of time with the Lord. But the Lord loves us too much to have us go into our new season and get it wrong.
Right.
We don't take the old into the new. So character refinement means we're going to always have things that kind of get in there. Even when you have a really good reason, the bad can set in if we're not too careful. This is refinement because we're getting to the process of being more like Jesus, which
exactly.
is huge. I love that.
Right. And that's why it's important to live by the Spirit.
Absolutely.
Live by the life of the Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit. And I wanted to read out of Galatians 5, 13 through 19. And one thing about the Lord and his word, he doesn't pull any punches.
Right. Right.
It is what it is, and he loves us so much. You know, he disciplines us, but he disciplines us in love because he wants us to be conformed more and changed more, transformed more into the likeness of him.
Oh, yeah.
But in Galatians 5, 13 through 19, you, my brothers and sisters, were called to be free.
Yeah, that's right.
But do not use your freedom to indulge the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Rather, serve one another humbly in love.
Absolutely.
For the entire law is fulfilled in keeping this one command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you bite and devour each other, watch out or you will be destroyed by each other.
Oh, that's powerful.
So I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh.
That's so good.
For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. There's freedom in Christ.
That's good.
Acts of the flesh are obvious: sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry and witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissension, factions and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God.
Oh, my gosh. You know what? Just reading that and listening to you, I want to know, how have you thought about your character refinement? Because we talked about earlier patience, kindness, compassion, and then you talk about those things of the flesh. How do we even get our flesh to do that?
That's the million dollar question.
You know what? Because this is what a lot of people, Christians, we're talking about believers right now in the body of Christ, have a hard time with this, let alone unbelievers.
Yeah.
I mean, the key is not only just spending that time with the Holy Spirit, because if you're in a relationship, you have to spend time with that person, right? It's not even just that. It's God's word. It's exactly what you just read. There's no other way under the sun to do it. There's absolutely no way under the sun to do it. Because you can tell yourself, when are you going to get there?
Yeah.
When are you going to get there? Oh, I'm trying. I'm a work in progress. It's not even a trying thing. When are you going to get there? You know, I was driving here, and the song came to my mind. It's a religious song, but it sounds really good. No matter how high I get, I'll still be looking up to you. And it's, I think a lot of us have this misconception about who God is. The Lord loves us so much that he made us in the image of his son. So the whole process is to get like Jesus. So this song says, no matter how high I get, I still be looking up to you. Jesus is the high. Everything is for him, to him, and through him.
Exactly.
If your arms can't reach up that high. So it kind of makes no sense, but it's the truth.
Yes.
It's like, I'll still be looking up to you. It's a great song, and I get the idea of what they were trying to say. But the truth is, you don't have to do that. You just say, Christ in me, the hope and glory. And you go ahead with what you read, and you stay focused in the word. That's the only way. The second we veer away from that, character goes warp.
Exactly. And, you know,
let's just be honest here.
It's the kind of thing where, you know, the scriptures say that we're to work out our salvation with fear and trembling.
Yes. Oh, that's so good.
It is a daily thing.
Yes.
This is not like I'm saved, I'm free, and end of discussion.
Right.
No. It is every day we must be in the word. We must praise. We must worship. We must seek what the Lord is saying. And he says, my sheep know my voice. So we should be able to listen because he guides us. He teaches us. But the word is our guidebook.
Yes.
The word of God is life. And it's called the living word. Good. I mean, I could look at the same scripture 1,000 times, and then all of a sudden at the 1,001st time, I'm seeing something totally different.
And it's not optional.
No.
Because I'm tired of people. Listen, we're being real now. I'm so tired of people looking at the Bible like it's optional.
Yeah.
When you don't, when you make the Bible optional, you have an optional life. Oops.
Yeah.
It's true. That's real bad, but it's very true.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, because we know people that, we know people have passed on. We know people have passed on too young. Okay? So the wages of sin is death. The gift of God is eternal life. We're not trying to be super holy rollers here. Let's just say it. The word of God is mandatory. Everything you read today is mandatory for our character. This is how we got to sit here and talk about it.
Yeah.
Because it's, we do what's mandatory for our character to be refined.
Exactly. But also with that, I mean, I'll just use an example from last night. Cordelia and I went to an event.
Absolutely.
And she had given me the directions and stuff. And
what happened, Miss Claudia? Let's tell us what happened.
All right, you know, I'm confessing before everybody. I have had in my past an issue with anger, and it came from a lot of rejection. I've talked about this, you know.
Sure.
But I have gotten to a place. I'm much better. I'm calmer, and I can be slow to anger.
Yeah.
Not always. Okay. So last night I was frustrated. I was getting lost. I didn't know where I was. And the anger was starting to rise up. Because Cardelia told me where to park. I couldn't find it. I wound up going into the main parking area. I couldn't find a space. I knew this was going to cost me a fortune.
Absolutely.
So needless to say, I was in my car and I lost it. I was screaming. I was like, God help me. I just want to get to where I'm going and blah, blah, blah.
But it's a good example.
But in the meantime, right after that, I'm like, God, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me. I didn't mean to get angry. I'm so sorry. Help me. Help me with this. So I got out of the parking lot. I made my way, and I still didn't know where I was going to go to this meeting room. So I called Cardelia. I got her voicemail, and I'm like, I don't know where to go, Lord. And to put this in a little bit of context, I've mentioned I was in a car accident years ago, and one of the fallouts from that accident is that I suffered from PTSD and spatial recognition issues, some cognitive issues. And I'm much better than I was. I praise God. I thank you. I've made a lot of progress. But the PTSD will rear its ugly head every once in a while. And last night was one of those times. And then because I was in a new place, I couldn't recognize where I was. So I'm not making excuses, but kind of fed the anger and the frustration. But if I was walking with the Spirit, I would have said, Lord, please help me. I need you right now. Show me where to go. Show me what. I didn't do that. I went into the flesh. I got very frustrated. But I'm much stronger than I used to be because I am here talking to you and admitting that I did that and I got angry. And the Bible says that we are to be slow to anger. And I wasn't. I literally let it rip in my car.
But it was between you and the Lord, right?
It was between, but still, I know.
Okay, now we must, verse 8, Corinthians 3, 8, but you must also rid yourselves of all such things such as these, anger, rage, malice, slander, filthy language from your lips. I'm saying that the mess with Ponzi, that's actually a joke. It's there, it's the truth. Listen to me, it happens to all of us. You know, I'm going to say something. Because these are very real examples for us. It doesn't take much for these things to happen.
No.
Just recently, now that I'm aware of this, just not holding these things in and how that can block you. But just recently, the Lord had me tell someone I want to pray for them. I keep this very, very general. And I contacted this person. This person kind of said, yes, I wanted to pray, but kind of blew me off. So I did what I was supposed to do. But there's some things I did not know. Okay. This person is like plastered all over a media place. I'm going to keep it like that. I had no idea. Not that it should have stopped me from being obedient, but the Lord had told me before I found this out, the reason why this person did not get back with me is because they thought I wanted what they had. Or they were threatened by my, you know, this is worldly stuff. And so I said, Lord, I had no idea. And the Lord knew that. He said, but he was proud of me for doing this. I'm not saying this because I'm trying to get the congratulations. I'm saying this because I was tempted to get irritated. You understand? Because it's like, how is it that I'm offering to do a good thing? Her prayers have been answered. Mine's haven't. And I'm sitting up here watching this. And the Lord said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. If prayers have to be answered like that, they're better off not being answered. Better a little the righteous man have than the wealth of many wicked. Read Psalms, the whole chapter 37. But the truth is, this is the kind of thing the Lord had to talk to us about. Because I was so tempted, and it was like, okay, wait a minute. The Lord said, look, the word F-O-O-L in the book of Proverbs applies in this situation to this person. So we have to stay in tune to what the Lord is saying to us, because the average person would have gotten jealous, would have gotten irritated, would have gotten, wait a minute, I'm trying to do something good, and yet, you know, but this happens to all of us all the time, all right? Let's keep it real. At the end of the day, the character part is to be more like Jesus in our glorification process, because that is the end. And Jesus never stopped loving. So I listen to me. The fact that we are aware of this now, okay, I want my character to be refined, okay? That's what you got to say. Recognize it and say you want it to be refined. Repent and keep going.
Yeah. And with that, we're going to be going into a number of episodes with this topic.
This is part one.
Because this is part one.
Oh, yeah. We're warming
up. And I just felt like the Lord wanted me to kind of, which laying the foundation here for what's coming. But as God was dealing with me a number of years ago, I was battling the new creation, the old self, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And I felt the Lord wanted me to share a poem that I wrote called Shadows. And it's all about this transformation stuff. There are shadows of the past that linger and won't let go. Shadows of the woman I used to be, but I pray they don't last. I look in the mirror and wonder who I've become. Who is looking back at me? I am a shadow of my old self. Trying to put that part of me on a shelf, I have been changed. Changed by the circumstances of life. Changed by the master's hand. I've been on the potter's wheel, being refined as pure gold. The enemy has tried to steal so much of those things I've held dear. Oftentimes riddled with fear as things were stripped away. Feelings alone but not wanting to stray, I've had to nestle under the shadow of my father's wings. To weep, to heal, to transform, to sing a new song, to emerge stronger with a newfound confidence as a butterfly breaking forth from a cocoon, who would have died if breaking forth too soon. No longer lost in shadows and laying fallow, but filled with radiant light that dispels any darkness and doubt. Now, what do I see when I look in my eyes? I see what my father created, and he does not lie.
Oh, hallelujah. You know, that is, Claudia has this breaker anointing. She kind of breaks up the atmosphere, and you went really deep with that. That was just so beautiful. I really believe this is really touching some people out there, Claudia. I believe someone really needs to hear that. So while you said that, the Lord has really placed on my heart to share this. I was sitting over here in the audience when another show was being recorded, and I wrote down the scripture, Colossians 4:18, where Apostle Paul says, at the very end, remember my chains, grace be unto you. It's something about that that breaks me up. Because I feel like the whole book of Colossians focuses a lot on character and building us up for the glorification process. And so whenever Paul says, remember my chains, he said this because he knew this will cause humility for those of us. This will cause us to reach for salvation. And it just brings me to a place of I'm picturing now this man in a dungeon. This is not this time frame. No light. He has like a candle, if that, right? He has no clothes. He's probably hungry and naked. He's saying, remember my chains. And what was in his heart, the Holy Spirit, was all the light he needed. That, to me, says a lot about character. The way he was literally in the process of persecution, but yet his character said, remember my chains, because his sole purpose was to focus on not only just the Christ in him, but making sure those who read, the Christ in them is built up. That, to me, is the best character refinement I've ever seen in my life. Next to Jesus, that is.
Okay. But also, you used a word that has been like this to me, and it's the word process.
Right. Yeah. I know how much you love that word.
Yes. Because I'm like A to B to C, move on. Make a plan, work the plan, da-da. Process is a big thing with God because he literally is drawing things out.
Yes, absolutely.
We have to learn.
Absolutely.
And if we don't learn, guess what? We get to do it all over again. And again and again.
Until
those things that are holding us back start to come off.
That's good.
And it's so only good. Through perseverance. It's only through realizing, for me, and I can talk about myself right now. For me, I realized God promised me an abundant life, and I wasn't living it.
Wow.
I was sick all the time. I had a temper. I was raging.
Right.
I just, blah.
Right.
It was not good. Yeah. And I said, Lord, your word says you came to give me life in abundance to the full and overflowing. Where is it? What do I need to do? And I was sincere about going before the Lord and saying, what do I need to do? And I felt like, so wow. I felt like God was up there going, you really want to know?
Right.
Oh. I'll show you.
Doesn't he? Yeah, he's like laughing at us. Yeah, now let me really show you.
I'm taking you at your word now.
Absolutely.
Has it been easy?
Mm.
No.
Mm.
It has been painful.
Yeah.
Like I said, don't go anywhere. Okay? Because if you're in a place where you realize you need to change,
right,
it's only through the transformative, unconditional love of God that that is possible.
Yes.
Because, you know, hello, we can try things. I mean, I'll just use a simple example. We're coming into the new year soon. Everybody uses, you know, goes into New Year's resolutions. They might last a week. Okay? So we can only do this because it's monumental being changed.
Absolutely. Monumental is the word.
And go ahead.
We got like a couple of minutes. You want to start with the process. A lot of the things you're talking about are principalities. We're going to go talk about that next episode. So, but that's a good one to talk about. Yeah. We can branch off and you may want to mention some things about your principalities.
Exactly.
Yeah. But you want to talk about, so we're going to get ready to close this down for the next episode.
Like I said, we're keeping it real here.
Absolutely. Very real. And Claudia has her book. I don't, but you'll see it in the next episode. Mine is actually sitting out where I cannot get it. But look us up on Amazon. My book, Little Diary, A Relationship Truths. This talks about that relationship with the Holy Spirit. How to get it. What does it mean? Look it up on Amazon.
And mine is My Wall is Red, A Memoir of Discovery. And talk about having to go through the process, the transformative power, unchanging power of God.
Yeah.
I am very real, very vulnerable, because He did it for me. He can do it for you. And this is meant to inspire you to discover who you were born to be and bring down those walls that have been holding you back. So with that said, we are so grateful.
Yes. Mm.
We are so grateful for the opportunity to be here with
you.
Because we don't hold back. We talk about what has actually happened to us because we want you to know that we get it. We understand. We've been through it. Maybe not like your circumstance, but it's only through the loving power of Jesus Christ, the redemptive power of Jesus Christ, that we are changed. We are new creatures. We're still walking it out.
Yes.
But I ask you at this moment, if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, to ask Him into your heart and say, Jesus, I'm hearing what they're saying. I need to be changed. I am a sinner. I ask you to forgive my sins. Come into my heart, dear Jesus. I need you. Help me. Change me. I want to be your son or your daughter in Jesus' name, and I'm going to trust you that I am a new creature and you are going to transform me and bring me into the fullness of my destiny in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen.